Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? This is Jay Foreman, my man Austin Orman, sitting in for DP. We are Old School, brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O, a.k.a. the Metro. We are live in effect, 1040 O Street, the mecca of sports radio in this great state of Nebraska, and of course, the capital city of Lincoln, Nebraska. I want to give a big shout out to Kevin Meyer, Meyer Cork and Bottle, 13th and South. Always comes in with great libations, as I like to call it, and great information. Love Kevy Kev. But me and Austin, the two-man crew, we're working the two-man game here today with Old School. The big news, I think, Austin, as we texted, I think I texted you about, did I wake you up this morning?
No, I was up for a doctor's appointment and my kid was up. So okay. I'm on that schedule. I'm good.
Yeah, so I texted you about 5 o'clock. I was just checking your temperature.
Testing me.
Yeah, I was seeing how invested you are. But the big news out of college football is the Pac-12 has targeted essentially 4 or 5 teams to bring in to keep their Pac-12 conference alive. Now, there is money that has to be exchanged, and then obviously I's dotted, T's crossed. But I think it's also a pretty good move for the Pac-12, because here's what I think is for me, Austin, is good, is that I think when the Pac-12 got a new commissioner who came from like the WWF and like Las Vegas putting on shows, they tried to jump out there and kind of be more of a show versus substance. Now, whether you call it coincidence or not, last year was the best Pac-12 season, top to bottom, that you could ever wish for, and it was last year. But more importantly, to garner respect and then to get some relevance and to stay alive, I think this is a really good move. And as long as it goes through, I think it fits what the new Pac-12 could be. Mm-hmm. It probably fits what the, like, I'll call it the pay structure with the TV contract and the schools, locations, and kind of be that off brand, you know, that you have the Power Four, but you know, supposedly, and then you have that extra, you know, conference that would essentially be deemed Power Five, but just a different type of football. I think it's a good move.
I really do too. All the 10s were taken, most of the 9s were as well. The Pac-12 didn't have a lot of options, But they absolutely scooped up the best sevens and eights that were out there.
Yeah.
And that's commendable, right? Boise State is a name brand. Power name brand, no, but we don't have any questions about Boise State's ability to play big boy football or big boy basketball for that matter. Same with San Diego State, right? Kind of a sleeping giant under the radar, never got that jump. Well, hey, here now's their chance. You look at Fresno State. That one's maybe a little bit more fringy, but again, people at least know the name. Fresno mm-hmm. State, and it's been around for a while. Tedford's done some good things. Basketball has had its moments. Baseball made it to Omaha at one point. And then you also have Colorado State, which kind of seems like the outlier right now. But I can understand them wanting to get back into Colorado, get to Fort Collins. It's been a really good basketball program recently as well. So for the first four schools to get there, right, you got to get to eight to be a full conference. You already had Oregon State and Washington State. I mean, before Jonathan Smith, the last couple of years, Boise State was a more successful football program probably in its history than Oregon State was. Washington State, you know, had its Mike Leach run. Dickert hasn't been terrible.
Been average.
Average, which best. Is really good for Washington State over the course outside being, of Ryan Leaf, of course.
That's being nice. I think really when you look at these four schools, Boise State, Colorado State, San Diego State, Fresno State, obviously all state schools, but more importantly, each school has an iconic moment or yes. iconic coach or players, and I'm just mm-hmm. particularly talking about football, mm-hmm. that gives it some viability, right? Yeah. Where you look at Boise State, you look at the, I think it was Ian Johnson.
The running back. Yep.
Now, he had a great game, and he actually played in the NFL for a few years, mm-hmm. but they had the Statue of Liberty play, and they upset Oklahoma, right?
So that
Kellen Moore. But that was after, but Ian Johnson kind of mm-hmm. put them on the map, right? Mm-hmm. So, but people.
Well, and you think of Chris Peterson from his time at Boise.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. and he's a well respected coach. But that play of that team in Boise State, that put them on the national map. And yeah. that's where you'll see that play in that game or highlights from that game pop up. So they're relevant. Then you look at Colorado State, Sonny Lubick.
Mm-hmm. Matt Lubick's dad, by the way.
Matt Lubick's dad. Mm-hmm. And Matt Lubick is the offensive coordinator at Nevada. And Sonny Lubick, look, I went against a Sonny Lubick coach team. He put a lot of guys in the NFL. They were a well-respected program. So that's, you have an iconic figure in Colorado State history, along with plethora of players, yeah. You know, let alone my man Joey Porter, who I love, you know, immensely. Then you have San Diego State. Look no further than Marshall Faulk. I used to, mm-hmm. you know, this is way before your time. I used to be up late watching Marshall Faulk when, you know, they burst on the scene playing Miami, but they'd be in the all-black uniforms with the red helmets. That put them on the map, and then obviously they continued along that, success, being quietly successful, putting guys in the NFL, but then being, you know, immensely competitive. Then you talk about Fresno State, whether it's David Carr going number one overall out of nowhere out of Fresno State, and then more recently, Derek Carr, Davante Adams, and then obviously Tedford, mm-hmm. who had a tremendous amount of success. And then DeBoer was the offensive coordinator right. there. And then obviously that led to him going to Washington, and now he's in Alabama. So I think for the Pac-12 and for the border regions, over the last, let's say, 3 to 5 years, I think every decision that they've made has been wrong. Mm-hmm. This seems like the right decision. The very start, because all these schools go along with Washington State. Mm-hmm. All these schools, you know, go along with Oregon State. So I think it's a great fit. It's actually, you know, a breath of fresh air where you're like, man, you know, because for me, I was like, man, you know, college football wouldn't be the same without some sort of Pac-12. Now, granted, yeah. it's not UCLA, USC, mm-hmm. but at least you're like, okay, I actually am going to be excited to watch these games because all these teams kind of play the same type of football.
They do. And I don't know if that's because Oregon State and Washington State were more consistently, you know, at the bottom of their conference and should have been in the Mountain West all along. Or if, like you said, some of these programs got good enough recently or solid enough recently where they would have been competitive in a right. Pac-12. Because Boise carries itself like a big boy.
Yes,
I
does.
Think of Boise
State. And they
State,
play like it too.
They do. Yeah. I kind of think of them in the same light as like a North Dakota State. In some ways.
Yeah.
Colorado State with Sonny Lubick, like you said, been there before. Fresno, probably the truest West Coast. You think of them as more a spread out with the quarterbacks and Davante Adams, like you mentioned. They've pulled off some upsets. They've been in some bowl games before. And San Diego State, I think, is really the sleeping giant here
right.
in football. With all the talent that could be there. I mean, living in San Diego, it's kind
Got
of the same
boy
reason.
Sean Lewis is the
Sean
head coach.
Lewis, yeah. I really like him as well. So, yeah, on that front, it makes a lot of sense for the style of football, the level of football for the two leftover teams. And I think all of these schools, you know, they wanted the Pac-12 name more than they wanted Oregon State and Washington State, but they're going to get more money from the Pac-12 than they did from the Mountain West.
Right.
And here's the thing. Is it going to be Big Ten SEC money? No. Nope. They'll be within arm's reach of the Big 12 and the ACC. Big 12, I think, is about to take off again. I think that league is pretty clearly the third. But if you can catch the ACC, you're not going to have a team on Clemson's level. You're not going to have a team on Miami's level
but
this year.
But you'll have everybody
probably
else.
Not Florida State.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Wynn Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WynnSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
But if you can have, if you put the ACC and the Pac-12 together, the, you know, 20-whatever teams, ACC might have the top two or three. But if the Pac-12 can take the middle of that and be all in the middle and no true bottom dwellers, that's a mark in favor of the league. And I don't know if they ever get their spot back as the quote-unquote Power Five. Kind of seems unlikely right now. But, and especially won't happen in the next 5 years. But if you have a decade to 15 years of consistent success, you get games against big boys, you're a pain in the butt, and you even knock them off sometimes, there's a path to Boise State, San Diego State. Shoot, I mean, even Oregon State, I'm not completely out on, rising to that Power 5 level and almost, dare I say, becoming Gonzaga.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great move. I think the path to being relevant is there. I think the, I guess, identity or... the identity of the Pac-12 is lock and step. I think look, for a year ago when everybody knew that pretty much they lost the whole conference, the two holdovers, you couldn't have a better answer to this because I guess, you know what, I'm waiting for Utah State to come in there or schools like that. Mm-hmm. But these four is perfect. Like, and now you got to start adding in maybe Nevada and all this. This is a great start for them. Mm-hmm. But then also, I think when they look at even some of the schools in the Big 12, you know, don't think that Washington State wouldn't like love to go to Des Moines or to play, you know, Iowa State or anything like that and think that they wouldn't win. Don't think that they don't think that they can go down to Kansas State and maybe win. They probably feel very comfortable going against Baylor right now where Baylor's at and some of those other schools. So I think it's a really, really good situation for the Pac-12. Oddly enough, in the last three or four or five years, they've made immensely enough of bad decisions that I think that eventually hurt the whole conference. Mm-hmm. It's really, really bad when you have Cal and Stanford leaving because they were their stalwarts. But we got some pretty cool text right here, Austin. I want to get your opinion on this. Derek in the car. He says, make all Power 5 conferences go to 4-5-team divisions. Play your 4 division games plus 1 versus the other 3 divisions, total of 7 games. Then the divisional champs play to get to the championship game. Still 9-game conference schedule and all 100 teams have a chance. Thoughts? And then also Big Ten possibly taking Notre Dame and whoever.
And kind of done with the Notre Dame conversation. So, I mean, obviously they're in there. But, yeah, someone else would have to fit. I think it would be... I don't even know, because if the ACC has to get to 20 and the Pac-12 has to get to 20, that takes away a lot of the logical targets. So I don't know who else the Big Ten would add. It feels like a few too few games. I think if you're just playing teams in your, you know, conference as it would be constructed, part of what sells college football is weeks 1 through 3. Yeah. You have a marquee matchup or two every week, even week 0, right? Yeah. 0, 1, 2, 3. Then you get into conference play, and that's where, yes, the conferences have these deals and they make their money, but that's why the Big Ten went and got these headliners. Because for every Oregon, Ohio State that we have a Northwestern, Illinois.
Right.
That's on
right.
the schedule. Northwestern, Purdue, whatever it is you want to say. So, yeah, the conferences are getting money because of who they are, but the reason we have the mess we're in right now is because of the crossover appeal.
Yeah.
And still wanting some of these non-conference games and then trying to combine them. We would get the same, you know, sort of thing if we just said the same for the NFL,
right?
You get a truer AFC champion and a truer NFC champion if you just played your division, and then you can even do the NFL model where you play, if you finish first in your division, you get the first place team from the other division. If you want to do that, fine. But we miss in that situation part of that national marketing, right? It's why the NBA does what it does, and it's making everyone play everyone every year. It's why Major League Baseball knocked off, I think, 6 games against division foes, so you play everyone every year. It might only be one series, it might only be home or away, but those sports can get away with that because they're national. It might work better in college because college football is clearly more regional than anything. And Derek does follow up, say you still get 3 non-conference games. Okay, yeah, if you still get 3 non-cons, I see more of where you're heading.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, look, there's plenty of you know, answers to it. And I think this is something that's just going to evolve over time. And so I like it. I mean, I think the more the merrier. I think if you know, when you kind of get the division or get the conferences and you put divisions in there, I think the competition level goes up. The excitement gets there to see who's in your division. Like, say, Nebraska will be going against like Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin. Feel very comfortable that we can maybe get through there to get to a pretty much semifinal conference championship game and then get to the big one. And then obviously you get the 3 non-cons, and obviously we'd like to have Colorado in there every year. I like it all. And then as far as Notre Dame, I think it's just put the best. Notre Dame's going to have to make a decision. And that this loss against Northern Illinois and the loss against Marshall last year, along with the new young head coach, shed light on a program that they were able to kind of hide because they had established coaches before and they were able to coach around it. Now it's at the forefront. College football is changing immensely. The TV contracts are running the show, and you are trying to still play big boy Notre Dame. We control. We have our own network. We can kind of do what we want and move when we want, how we want. Those days are over.
Mm-hmm.
Those days are long gone. You don't have the respect on the football field that you used to. You don't have the. You do have the brand power because I think it's a global brand, but ultimately, the networks are deciding what's most important in the, you know, obviously 48 states. Notre Dame is slowly but surely sliding down that scale. They better make a decision really soon because they're in a actually advantageous position, because I think no matter what conference they decide to join, you know, from top to bottom, they'll still be the headliner.
Mm-hmm.
But if you keep waiting, you'll just be an also-ran. And that's where they're running, in my opinion, that's where I feel like they're running into trouble.
Well, and they already lost their own network.
Exactly.
The Big Ten said, we're more valuable. We trust our product more than you.
Right.
And so, Notre Dame still does have some NBC, but it's not exclusive like it was. So there's one place they already missed the boat.
Right. And so the longer you wait, it's either going to cost you more or tax you more. And Notre Dame's getting taxed more. And even if they get... Say they join the Big Ten, they're able to get their money early. You still can't make back that money you just lost because you decide to sit on your hands and say, you know what? I always call it, Austin, as you say, I call it revisionist history.
Yeah.
You keep going back to when you were at the height and you forget where you're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's where
you came from.
Or where you came from. And that's where Notre Dame is right now. And they are, I wouldn't say they're in trouble, but that seat warmer is on level 3 out of 5 right now. Those cheeks are starting to warm up a little bit, but
and the tight pants keep the heat in.
With your boy Mark,
the extra schmedium.
I listen. I'm not telling anybody how to dress, but you look like you got dressed in the dark, and somebody you made sure, I guess if you're married, if he's married or not, his wife must have been like in the bathroom getting ready and said, okay, I'll just see you at the game. There is no reason for a former linebacker who's a little bit shorter, still got the linebacker thighs and all that, to be wearing extra medium pants like that on a consistent basis. One time, I understand. Excitement.
You tried something new.
Yeah, try something new. You know, you thought...
Had an NIL deal, whatever.
No. You thought your workout program was going good, and then TV added 10 pounds. It's not as tight as it looked. Bro, stop it. That's why you lost. Anyways, we are not lost. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get into all the text there from Thunder Not Collins, Derek in the car, my man Don Juan, Big Bad Brad, Old Dad 34, and my man AAA Ron. We'll answer your text at the top of the hour. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.